Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
After the hour, thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Bob Nagin's here. I'm glad he's here. Bob is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, going back, coming up on 9 years as a member of our Brain Trust. He's one of the top retail experts in the galaxy. He's the co-author of Marketing Your Retail Store in the Internet Age, and he's here to talk to us about something very important. Bob Nagin, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you, Jim. It's always a pleasure to be here.
Good to have you back, Bob. You wrote a piece recently, or a tip, 451. As you call it, on sweating the small stuff. Tell the audience what you mean by that.
Well, you know, so Jim, you know, as all of your listeners know, because they're customers also, you know, people see the little things that make a difference. And because the world is so competitive now, and because your customers have such a choice, I mean, you know, like you said, this is the, I mean, it's your term, this is the age of the customer.
Mm-hmm.
The little things really get noticed. Here's a quick example. I'm a member of a mastermind group, and we meet twice a year. Our latest meeting was last week in Portland, Oregon, and we stayed in the Kimpton River Place Hotel. And, you know, you can get a goldfish in your room. All you have to do is request it.
Wow.
And they'll name it and everything.
Wow.
Now, you know, it's just a silly goldfish with a stupid name. But here's what happened. So there was probably 18 people in our group, and at least 10 of them, I mean, got the goldfish and posted it on Facebook. You know, it was just such a little thing, such an inexpensive thing, but it's the kind of thing that gets noticed.
So just, well, and that's an example of an extravagance that wasn't germane to the comfort of the room or whatever, but it was germane to the experience, wasn't it?
Absolutely, but here's where I'll sort of back it up a little bit. It was germane to the experience because it was indicative of an attitude. And the attitude played itself out through the entire experience, you know. The people were friendly. The room was great. So there was, so yes, if all you do is do crazy, fun, extravagant, silly stuff like a goldfish, the lack of fundamentals will come back to haunt you.
Mm-hmm.
But if you do things correctly, you know, but I think that, you know, the people who are sweating the small stuff already have the big stuff in place because mm-hmm. they're the kind of people, they're the kind of business people that pay attention to that.
Well, there's a...
So, you know, go ahead, I'm sorry.
There's a hotel in Memphis called the Peabody.
Sure, the Duck.
And exactly. And they've had a tradition for 100 years, I guess, of having ducks in the little water feature in the middle of their lobby, and on any given day at 5 o'clock, people are come in from off the street lined up to see the ducks.
Yep.
And
yep.
This is a nice old hotel, and I know they do a good job there because I've stayed there. But their room rates are maxed out. I mean, they get the most. For a place like Memphis, they get a lot for their rooms, and part of it is because people want to come there, and
yep.
have this whole experience, and
yep.
and as you say, they back it up with the fundamentals, but they have something else that makes them remarkable.
Yep, I agree 100%. So you know, so let's back it up again one more time if we can. You know, everybody's watching you. You know, a lot of people get into business because they think, oh, I can do what I want. But it's kind of like parenting, you know. Everybody, your kids are always watching you, so you have to set the example. And there's two groups who are always sort of watching you and watching what happens in your business. Your employees and your customers. And if you don't have that customer ethic, you know, that service ethic, if you don't pay attention to the little things, if you're, you know, in my case, retail, if your store's a dump, if your people are surly, if your product doesn't come out the front door looking like it should, everybody starts to notice.
Right.
And you know, as you said, it's the age of the customers. People will go someplace else.
Well, now just so people don't think we're thinking of hotels only, I know a company that's a supply house. They're a wholesaler.
Yep.
And two or three times a year, they have a big lunch cookout with hot dogs and hamburgers. And
yeah.
All their customers come over, and it's a big deal.
Yep.
And a couple of times a year, they have a blood drive there and things like that. And it's all part of being experiencing what the values, not only the business of this company, but the values of the company.
Absolutely. You know, if you're not living what you want, if you as an owner are living what you want your customers to experience, your staff cannot live what you want.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, I see this all the time, and I know in all your experience you have too. I call it seagull management, right?
Right.
You fly in, you crap on everything, and you fly out.
Make a lot of noise and fly away.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's exactly right. And, you know, and so, but the best owners are always, they're in the trenches, they're paying attention to the little things. You know, here's, you know, not just hotels, you know, as you and most of my your listeners know, I work almost exclusively with small independent retailers. And one of the things I talk about a lot is presence, mm-hmm. you know. Seeing and feeling and knowing and understanding what's happening on the sales floor.
Well,
you know, so here's something else that happens that's interesting all the time, Jim. I'm sure you see it all the time. Is that as a business grows, so somebody gets into the business because they love whatever it is that they got in the business to do, and they get into it and they're great. They really pay attention to the customers in the beginning. They're friendly. And that's what grows the business. But then all of a sudden the business grows, and what happens? They get pulled into the back room. They're taking meetings with the bankers.
And they lose contact with the desk, don't they? The front
that's
desk.
That's exactly what.
They lose contact
exactly
with the counter.
That's exactly what happened.
Yep.
And you know, and it happened to me.
Yeah.
And then one day I went, wait a second.
Folks, if you're a small business, customers want to see your face at least every once in a while. Give us the website quickly, Bob.
Sure, whizbangtraining.com, WHIZBANG, training.com.
Check it out, folks. Quick break, right back with Bob Nagin. Stay with us.
That I love.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.